What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I am who I said I was. I am that guy. So I am who I said I was a second ago. But when I opened the podcast, you didn't even know it was me. You could not even know that it was me who was talking at the beginning. Like, if this was your first time listening to Run It Back with Blair Bomber, you'd be like, "Well, when's Blair Bomber going to come in?" Isn't that sounded gross to like refer to myself in the third person? People that do that, it's tough. I'm sure that guy's a fun hang. I'm sure that's the guy you want to get beers with. Hey, Derek, you want to get beers? Nah, man, Derek doesn't get beers. Okay, yeah, you're not fun, are you? Yeah, you're not you are who you sound like, an asshole. Ugh. Your boy's losing followers right now. What a fucking lame-ass thing to say.
Yeah, you know, I'm out here and I'm posting what I believe.
This is a white person, by the way, if you can't tell.
I'm posting these things and I'm losing followers.
Yeah, dude, you got three followers. If you lose one of them, okay, you should probably not have any in the first place. But I do thank those people that are making the effort. I think that's important. It's a small price to pay. Like, I've had people, I didn't know this, so another girl who I'm friends with, she's a comic. And she was talking about, like, she's a fuck ton of followers. She's on Instagram. She's great. She's Sarah Lawrence is her name. I think she's an Australian comic, but she lives in LA. She's very outspoken. She's the fucking truth, dude. She posted the screenshot of her account, and you can tell how many followers you lose, because if you have a business account, you can track that shit. I didn't know that. I have a business account on Instagram. I didn't know I could track it. I go on there. And since I started posting about Black Lives Matter and talking about the protests, I've just slowly started to lose like more and more followers every day, which is a small price to pay to just not be a cunt, you know? Like, first of all, to believe in something is number one. But by believing in something, it's kind of making you not a twat. So losing a couple of people like that out of your life that you don't even fucking give a shit about, who cares, you know? Like, I don't, fuck off. Because here's the thing, a lot of life, I feel, is trying to figure out who sucks and who doesn't, right? Who is smart and who is the dumbest kid in class? And if anything good is coming out of the stuff that's happening right now, is it's really allowing us to figure out who is who, right? Like with COVID, okay? I agree it's a real thing. I don't think it was handled the best way it could be handled, but I know that it's important for people to be safe. But if I see you driving your car and you're wearing a mask while you're driving, you got the dunce cap on, dude. All right? You're the dumbest boy in class. You're the guy no one wants in their group for a class project. Okay? They probably call you some E at the end. It's like, it's Timmy. It's Kenny. Like that's the guy you don't want in your
group. I'm driving my car around and I got to have my mask on just in case I catch COVID while I'm alone in my car.
See, but look. If there's anything good to come from COVID, it's that now we know that that guy is a fucking moron. Perfect. Great. Now, another way to find out who sucks and who doesn't is with the current climate of Black Lives Matter. Here's how you figure out who sucks and who doesn't. If someone says Black Lives Matter and they believe it, and they shout it, and they say it, and they put it online, and they donate. If that guy, you know what? If I know nothing else about that guy, I like that, okay? I know some people are doing it for the wrong reasons. That person might suck, but I think that's, as a starting point, I'm a fuck with that guy, or girl, or whoever. If you say, all
lives matter,
well, dude, you know what? You can get fucked and out of my life forever. You don't get it. You're worse than the guy with the mask in his car and you're alone. You don't get it. It's hard to hang out with that guy. You know, those are the followers you don't want. Because they just don't do any research. But look, now it's good. This is good, though, because now I can see, oh, you suck all the balls. You find balls just loose, just old guy, racist, far right KKK balls, and you just go blah, 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 blah. Next. All lives matter. Goodbye. Goodbye forever. We're done here. I don't care if you have the best explanation. That's another thing that's annoying as shit, is people that will say Black Lives Matter, but no buts. No buts. Black Lives Matter, and then forever, always. That's the only thing you can follow with. Black Lives Matter forever and always. That's it. Okay? Positivity. There's no
Black Lives Matter, but blue...
Okay. You're going backwards. You're going backwards. And you sound stupid. Okay? I can't... It's hard to go with that. It's hard to keep... It's like, yeah... You just want to distract from the real issue. Because that's what happens, right? So people will say, okay, it's like the Kaepernick thing. Okay, we'll get into the Kaepernick and the Drew Brees thing in a second. I do want to say this, though. What's frustrating to me is there are people that I know that are fucking white people. By the way, this is all just a PSA for the whites. For the whites out there that don't want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. But they still want to, like, they love black culture, but they don't like black people. You guys right here. Just, and then, you suck, dude. I can't handle when people say shit like this.
Well, you know, I want to say something, but I'm not educated enough to speak on the matter.
Dude, you don't need a degree to believe in what's right and what's wrong. That's nuts to me. It's like, dude, you can literally, it's a 3-second click. It's a click away. It takes 3 seconds. You go on there. First of all, it's common sense, okay? You don't really need to do any research at all to know what's going on here, what Black Lives Matter really means. You don't need to do any research at all. You should, if you've not lived in a deep, dark hole with a white mask on, you should understand it without any research. But I feel like, look, if you want to be educated, sure. That takes you all of 35 seconds. You watch one video on systemic racism, and you know what? There it is. You didn't need to go to school for 7 years to learn that. It's wild to me that people say stuff like that. I want to be educated. I want to hear all sides. No, you don't need to do all that. Okay? It's an excuse. A lot of excuses. All right? It's like an obese person being like, oh, yeah, I was going to get in shape, but I don't have my PhD in kinesiology, so I think I'm just going to hold off. I'm just going to keep slowly killing myself and making everybody who's ever been around me kind of disgusted. You don't need... What are you doing? You don't need that. You stupid fat fuck. God, you know the principle? That is the principles of being a person, right? Okay? It blows me away that people... Because a lot of the counter-arguments, they're just distractions, right? So the Drew Brees thing. First of all, Drew Brees, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
First team, all bad timing. What are you doing, man? God. Mark Maron has this great bit, and by the way, it's a bit, so we just fucking don't take this shit literally, but he goes, 90% of me is not racist. The other 10%, I keep to myself. Drew Brees, if you feel something, if you feel that way about the flag, which I believe that Drew Brees, if you didn't see, Drew Brees is like, I don't believe in disrespecting the flag, so protest wherever you want, don't disrespect the flag, which means Drew Brees was just asleep at the wheel. The entire last 3 years, Kaepernick's whole thing, he was just like, mute? No, respect the flag. You lost, dude. You lost what people, like, how do you, like, that's not what people are saying. Drew Brees, what are you doing? That's like a drunk pastor preaching about moderation and self-control. Like, Brees, what? But again, look, do I think Drew Brees is a bad person? I don't know. I want to believe he's not. I don't know the guy. But I do know that the guy has done so many great things for the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana, predominantly black place. And I would say that you want to believe that guy's a good guy. But then he says stuff like that, and it's like, fuck, man. Did you just do no research? Are you that deaf to what's going on around you? Should we cancel that guy? No, of course not. Don't cancel that guy. But Drew, you got to know better, man. people are like, he should retire. All right, I don't think Drew Brees should retire, but I do think that all the hate that he, all the shaming that he got and is still getting, all warranted. That's what you get, man. That's what you get. You drive drunk, you get arrested, you got consequences, dude. You say stupid shit, consequences. All right? Now, you drive drunk, you get pulled over, no one gets hurt, you pay your fines, maybe do a little bit of jail time, you're on probation. The punishment fits the crime. Drew Brees should be shamed. But here's the thing about Drew Brees is the guys on his team are like, look, we're pissed off. Drew Brees, this is how we feel. You should know better. And then Drew Brees, of course, apologizes. And then his teammates, they say, all right, man. But that's their coworker, all right? They kind of have no choice, right? That's still the quarterback. They still want to win. They're still men. They still want to compete. They're still getting paid to compete at the highest level, all right? So I'm a little bit skeptical because I think we kind of see where this, what this guy believes. And it shatters the glass, really. It shatters the glass of certain people because I can have a conversation with someone who I consider a friend, and they can have a stance on, let's say, I don't know, like euthanasia. Remember when euthanasia was a big deal in school? It's like, what side are you on? It's like, all right, are we talking about that anymore? Is that all gone away? I haven't looked into it in probably 10 years. I don't know. Or abortion or stuff like that. Like, you know, hot button issues, right? I can talk to somebody who I, respect and say we disagree. We could kind of have a conversation about it, I think. I really can't have a conversation with somebody about this, about Black Lives Matter, who's on the opposite side, who's an All Lives Matter, who's a Blue Lives Matter person, because you don't understand what is being said, and you're choosing to ignore it, too. That's what's also frustrating, is people, it's a lot of deflection, a lot of the Black Lives Matter, but, like I said earlier, like, but what do you mean, but? There's no but here. You can't argue with me about this. You are wrong. You're just... And look, I'm not telling anybody how to feel. I'm just going to tell you, if you're an All Lives Matter person, you're fucking wrong, dude. That's what you are. People don't want to be uncomfortable. Like I said before, people don't want to be uncomfortable. People don't want to have the conversation about this stuff. So what they do is they'll try to deflect it and make it about something else. Right? Black Lives Matter. But, the cops should... It's not what it's about. Black Lives Matter doesn't mean kill police. It means, hey... This group of people has been oppressed for as long as they've been in this country. And we want you to acknowledge that. First, step one, acknowledge it's real, because it is. Acknowledge it's real, and now let's come together and try and make change and turn this fucking broken system around, all right? I was talking to an older guy. It's hard with older people, too. Like, if you're an older person, like, you're, like, in your 60s, 70s, you kind of are who you are. You're not going to... I know it sucks, but you're not going to change that guy's, that girl's mind. They just are a product of how they were raised and the culture they're around. And it's hard to really get through that person. And you'll waste your time, okay? But people, younger people who are still developing and might have the wrong... Like, if I meet, like, an 18-year-old, 16-year-old, or 20, or 25-year-old, whatever, who believes All Lives Matter or on the other side of the coin from me, like, that's important to me to have that conversation because I think, and by the way, I'm not saying, hey, sit down and let me educate you on what you don't know, but I will try and see what they think and then point out the error in their ways. And those people, by the way, are all white people. This is all just, we're aware of this, right? Like, if you're a white guy who's like, I want to call my black friends and make sure that they are aware that I should know how, it's like, they don't need to hear from you, dude. They don't need to hear your shit, all right? They don't have time to educate every single white person they've ever come in contact with. You got to take accountability and responsibility for how you feel in your own actions and educate yourself. And the people that you're around, you should also make the effort to be like, hey, that thing that you think, if you have a friend, a close personal friend, and they're like, yo, dude, last time I checked, 2 + 2 = 6. You'd be like, you're fucking dumb. That's the dumbest shit you've ever said. You wouldn't just let your friend keep saying that. Right? Like, if you had a buddy who got up every day and put his shoes on the wrong feet and then walked outside, you're letting him be dumb by letting him do that. You're letting him embarrass himself. So if you have a friend who's doesn't believe in these things, you got to, it's on you a little bit to be like, hey, man, shit, you know, I don't want you to look like the kind of guy who tries to drink things through his butt. I don't want you to be the butt chug guy. So let me try and tell you why you shouldn't do that. And then I'll give you the information and then you can do with it what you will. I hope that you would open your mind and your heart to what I'm saying to you. And if not, well, I guess we can't really hang out. Bye. Goodbye. That's it. Oh, man. Like, I was talking to an older guy, like I was saying, and he was trying to say the thing. He's like, yeah, you know, I believe Black Lives Matter 100%. But, you know, there was this instance when, like, this black guy shot at a police officer and the police officer returned fire and then he killed the black guy and then the police chief got fired. Like, dude, what are you talking about? That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It has nothing to do with the issue at hand. You're trying to pull away, right? You're trying to take away from what the argument is, from the point people are trying to make, from its purpose, by making it about something that it's not, right? You ever been to a fight, with a girl you're dating or a guy you're dating, and they're wrong or whatever, and you're trying to make a point like, hey, like, you didn't, like, first of all, you went out with your friend Kayla or whatever, and you totally bailed on me and you didn't get back to me all night. I was worried. And then she goes, I wasn't out with Kayla. I was out with Samantha. That's not my point. My point is you didn't get back to, I was out with Kayla. Well, I'm done talking to you because you don't have your facts straight. It's like, oh, you were just trying to detract from what I was saying. You're trying to derail me by using something else. That's nothing to do with what we're talking about. Like, that's just, and the argument in itself was pretty poor. Like, ooh, should cops be a little bit more worried about how they defend themselves? It's like, you can't have bad apples, dude. Chris Rock said it fucking perfectly. You can't have bad apples. All right? You can't have bad police officers. That's a job. You can't have bad, right? The way Chris Rock's bit goes is you can't have bad pilots, right? You couldn't have a couple of bad apples. They're like, oh, you know, I like crashing into mountains. You know, like, you can't have that. That's not acceptable. And it's the same thing should apply for police. Like, of course. And a lot of this shit is of course. Like, why is... It blows me away when people are like, oh, whoa. What do you mean, whoa? What do you mean you can't believe it? If you're a white person, you have no idea what it's like to be black in America. You'll never understand. You'll never, ever, 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 ever understand. Ever. The first step is to acknowledge that thing right there. To acknowledge that you're privileged and you're not going to experience that. And all you can try to do is be a better you to help other people. Right? Because the thing is, like, you know, I don't think my voice can change anything, so I won't say anything. It's like, well, then nothing will ever change. Thanks, dude. Thanks for the fucking help. Right? It's like if you got a guy, you're playing tug of war. And there's two guys that are like, you know, we're smaller, man. I don't think we can help. It's like, well, now you're for sure not going to help. Now we're going to get our asses kicked. There's two of us. We need four. Now it's 4-on-2 because you guys don't think you can help? So you don't even want to try? Ugh. You get fucked. And not the fun kind. The kind where it's dry. And you don't really love the other person. It's consensual, of course, but, like, you don't. You're not going to enjoy that kind of sex. So you should get fucked in the not fun way. Just want to be clear about that. But, okay, so that thing the guy said, the police chief, it's like, hell, well, should cops not, you know, be ready to defend themselves? It's like, what do you, dude, cops have to be you so educated and have to be beyond impunity, man. Like, you gotta... And look, I'm not taking away anything from police officers. Like, I know it's a high-stress job. I can't do that job. I wouldn't want to do that job. Right? But you have to... If you're going to take the oath, the vow, whatever the fuck cops go through, you got to be better all of the time. You don't get any slip-ups. Yeah, I slipped up and I kneed on that guy's neck for 9 minutes till he died. Oops. What? Oops. That you don't get to oops. Yeah, dude, there's... There was this kid, and he was unarmed, and I just shot him a bunch. This woman, too, this girl. I shot her I broke into her house, and I shot her like 6 or 7 times. My bad. You don't get a my bad there, man. You're playing with people's lives, all right? You don't, it just, there's these arguments. It's like you don't want to talk about the issue because it makes you uncomfortable, so you try and make it about something that it's not. It's literally the entire Kaepernick kneeling thing. People didn't want to hear what he had to say. People didn't want to admit that there were injustices to black people in this country. So they're like, oh, no, it's about the flag. Yeah, it's about the... Yeah, he doesn't like the military. He's against the military. I don't even know what else he was talking about. Yeah, you don't know because you made it about something that it wasn't, dude. And look, I'm 20 minutes into this. I'm sure you guys are probably already out on it. Like, oh, I think we're good. Fuck you. I don't have time for that. All these arguments, Black Lives Matter, but there's nothing. There is no but. All right? We clear on this? I hope we're clear. But otherwise, you can't talk to those people, man. You gotta put them in the corner. You go sit in the corner, face the wall, wear the dunce cap. You're the dumbest kid in class. No one wants you in class, Kenny. Yeah, we're good. I mean, we're not good. I mean, shit's still fucked up. I hope people listen to this and hope it makes them think a little bit harder on this whole subject, right? And if you're a person who's got fucking 3 followers, you should say something, man. Because if you can impact one of those 3 followers, that's change right there. That's change that you've helped create. You don't need to get 1 million people to be on your side to be like, oh, well, now I've made change. No, man, it's smaller. Think smaller. On a 1-to-1, how can you help what you can help? How can you control what you can control? I don't mean to preach to you guys. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just fucking calling it as I see it, man. And if you don't like that, what do I always say? Get fucked. Bye. Bye. Goodbye. Okay, but for real, goodbye. I'm going to get out of here. Bye.